Zakt de heilige Mishna weiter mesecht des Nedarim, Perik Beis, Mishna Aleph. Hatfasa, or the verb would be to be matfis, to take hold. What does that mean? Instead of just saying, this is aser, I can say this is aser like a carbon. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a carbon. It has to be something where I create the iser. But what if I said that your food should be aser to me like chazer? Oh, for sure that's a nether, right? Wrong. I don't create the iser of chazer. A carbon, I decide something is a carbon. And we learn from the pasuk says, ish ki yidar nether, ki yidar nether, at she yidar bedover hanader. For the nether to be chal, you have to attach it to something that I create through a commitment. Let's see our mission inside. V'yelu the following, nedarim mutarin, they are mutar. They're mutar on their own. You don't have to go to a chacham to be matir the nether, because he never said it the right way. So suppose he says, chulin she'oichel lach. What I eat from you should be like chulin. So what's chulin? Chulin means regular food that you're mutter to eat. No chiddush over here. The Batanura says it wasn't intended to be a chiddush. The Mishnah just means to say all the things next on the list are the same as chulin she'oichel lach. For example, suppose I say to a person, what I would eat from you, your food, is kibsar chazir. No question, the flesh of the chazer is very osir, but this wouldn't be a nether. Or suppose he says, "Masha'echu meshalacha ka'avaydazara." Clearly, avaydazara and the utensils of avaydazara are all osir, but the Torah says avaydazara is osir. You don't create the yisir. Now, some ask a kasha here, but lamaisa, I decide which is an avaydazara. I can take a chair and declare it an avaydazara, or serve it as an Avodah Zarah, and it becomes an Avodah Zarah. So it is something that I create in a way. But the Mefarshim explain, unlike a carbon, where your mouth creates the Kiddush of the carbon, Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. You just decided that this is the Avodah Zarah that the Torah asked. Weiter. Suppose he says, your food is to me ka'oirois levuven. The Avodah Avodah Zarah used to make a hole in the behemoth, take out the heart, and be makrivit. So ka'oirois levuven means like the skins or the hides of a levuven carbon for Avodah Zarah. Levuven is Lashon Rabbim, hearts. Lev is a heart, levuven hearts. So this is takruvus Avodah Zarah. This is as usher as Isser gets. But still not a nether. If I say your food is to me k'oiris levuven, it's still not a nether. Or if I say your food is to me k'nevelos. Nevelos is an animal that died without shechita. K'treifos. It's an animal that can't live for 12 months. Kishkotzim. These are things like birds that are not kosher, fish that are not kosher, insects. Kirimasim. Crawling things, worms. Now on the side of Kiddusha. Your food is to me kechala saharain. That's like the chali you separate to give to a kayin, to give to Aaron. Kehanim come from Aaron. Ukatrumasai. Or your food should be to me like truma. In all these cases, mutter, the neder is not chal. So again, let me ask you a question. If the point is you have to attach it to something where you create the issa, so I understand nevela. Nevela is also because the Torah says it's also. I understand treifa. Treifa is also the Torah says it's also. Shkatsim, ramasim. But when it comes to chala or truma, but I do decide which is chala. I separate the chala and it gets the kedusha of chala. I designate this as truma, and it gets the kedusha of truma. So why isn't that a dover hanader? So the Batanura explains, the reason it's not a dover hanader, both in the case of chal as well as the case of truma, is because they're not boyin b'neder v'nedover. For it to qualify as a dover hanader, which you can attach a neder to, it has to be something that I decide. I decide this animal is a carbon. Chal and truma, it's true I decide which is the chal, which is the truma, but it's not really my choice. There are halachas as to which dough is mechuyev in chala, which tru is mechuyev in truma. I can't make anything I want truma or chala. Now, some explain it this way. If I have a dough, you have to separate chala from this dough. You're not allowed to eat anything from that dough. When I separate the chala, so the kohen's allowed to eat the chala, and the person can now eat the rest of the dough. So when I separated the challah, did I just create an iser? No, it was iser from before, regardless. It was tevel. Just now, it's mutter to a kayin. So to qualify for a davar hanada, to be able to attach a neder to it, you need something that is mutter to start with. And I created the iser. I have a behemoth that's mutter. I said it's a carbon. So I create the iser. So if I say, your food is iser to me like a carbon, that's a neder. But when I say your food is iser to me like challah or truma, I didn't really create the iser, because that was iser before you separated challah and truma. All right, either way, if I say your food is iser to me like challah, the challah you give to a kohen, or like truma, then neder is nacha. In all these cases, mutter. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Ha'omer le'ishta, I suppose someone says to his wife, Hareyat, you should be iser to me. Hareyat, alai ki'ima, like mother. So the iser to marry a mother is not something that he creates. The Torah created that iser. So l'chayra, there should be no chiddush here. This neder should not be chal. And really, min ha'Torah, it's not chal. But because we don't want people talking this way, so Chazal say, you're going to need a Pesach. What's a Pesach? Literally an opening, a doorway. If I make a neder and I want to somehow get out of the neder, I can go in front of either a yachid mumcha, an expert, or three regular people, and say, please be matur my neder. And there are two ways to be matur a neder. We'll learn more about this later on in the Masechta Be'ez Hashem. One is called charata. I say, look, I really, really regret this. I was angry. When we're angry, we say things somehow we don't mean, or we regret. Please. There are some nedarim that's a way out. Then there's something called a pesach mimokem acher. The Chacham has to be able to find a Pesach. That means, had you known this and this, you would have never made the neder. And therefore, it was a mistake to start with. Of course, that's more difficult. You have to be able to find a Pesach. You have to be able to point to a rational thing and say, I didn't know this. I would have never made the neder. It was a mistake. What we're doing for this person who said this, is we're saying, not only do you need a Pesach, you can't just rely on charata. Oh, I regret what I said. That's not good enough. We have to figure out a reason that had you known that, you would have never made the neder. That's called a Pesach mimokam achar. Now, if the neder is really not chal, because, like we explained, it wasn't a davar another, why are we making go through this? And the answer is, next time we'll be careful. Shalei yokel roishay lekach. We don't want him to take these things lightly. We don't want him to talk this way. So Mamela, we want to make it a little difficult for him to be able to get out of the nether, and that'll be a lesson for the future. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah Weiter. Koinem, now the word koinem is a kinoi, it's the substitute lashon for carbon, it's the standard substitute lashon for carbon. He says, koinem she'eini yoshe. Koinem, that I will not sleep. Or he says, she'eini medaber, that I won't talk. Or he says, she'eini mahalich, I won't walk. So basically what he's saying is that sleeping, talking, or walking is asur to him as if it were a carb. Zakta bat tenura, this is going to be a neder midrabanon. Min ha-Torah, it's not a neder. Because in order for it to be a neder min ha-Torah, it has to be on a dover sheyesh by mamish. It has to be something tangible. And I want to remind you, there's a shvua and a neder. A shvuah is on a person. I can say, I swear, I will or I won't do something. A neder is on an item. This is usher to me. So these aren't items. These aren't things. Sleeping, walking, and talking aren't things. But, midrabanan, the neder would be chal. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Oimer le'ishta, if someone says to his wife, koinem, sheni meshamshech, that he won't be with her, Arezeh b'lo yachel devaray. He is over midrabon on the pasuk of lo yachel devaray. Lo yachel devaray means if you make a neder, don't be mechalel the neder. Don't desecrate the neder. Yachel, like from the same lashon of chilul Hashem. You have to keep what you say. But if he says, like we explained earlier, shvua, I make a shvua, I swear, she'eini yasha, that I will not sleep, she'ena medaber, that I will not speak, she'ena mehalach, or that I won't walk, then he's asur min ha-toyer to do these things. Because the shvu is both on a davar sheyesh by mamish and on a davar sheein by mamish. The only thing is, says the Batanut, if someone swears that he won't sleep for 3 straight days, 3 days and 3 nights, then he gets malchus right away. You can go to sleep. Because you swore on something that's impossible to do. You can't be up 3 straight days and 3 straight nights without any sleep whatsoever. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Someone says, Chulin Shari Chalach, what I eat from you is like Chulin. Obviously, that's not Aser, but that's just a simon. The real Chiddush is the next case, or next cases, if someone says, your food to me is like Basar Chazir, like Avodah Zarah, like the hearts that were makrif from an Avodah Zarah, like an Avela, which is an animal that died without Shechita, like Treifa, like Shkatzim or Amasim, or on the side of Kiddusha, it's like Challah that's separated to be given to a Kayin, or Truma, which a non-Kayin can't eat. In all these cases, the Neder is not Chal, because you have to compare it to something where you create the Isser. Someone says to his wife, you are like my mother. Really, that's not a Neder, because he didn't create the Isser that his mother is Asr to him, the Torah says. Still, because we don't want him talking this way, we're going to say, in order for you to be mutter, to live with your wife, you're going to have to go to a chacham, is going to have to find a Pesach, and not just to say you regret what you're saying. We'll have to figure out a way to get you out of this, a Pesach, mimakam acher. In other words, had he known this and this, he would have never made the neder. And the reason we're being so strict with him when the neder is not really a neder is so that he shouldn't take these things lightly. We don't want him to talk this way. Then the Mishnah told us that a neder is chal on a chayfis, and it has to be a tangible thing, a davar sheyesh by mamish. So if someone says koinim, that's a lashon of carbon, it's like a carbon, that I will not sleep, or koinim, that I will not speak, or koinim, that I will not walk, min ha-Torah is not a neder, but the Rabbanan say that he would be over in Isser, same as if he says to his wife, koinim sheni mishamshech, he's over at le-yachil devarei mid Rabbanan. But if he says, I swear that I won't sleep, that I won't talk, I won't walk, a shvua doesn't have to be an adavar sheyesh by mamish. Shvua goes on the person. Then he would be mechuyev min ha-toyret to listen to a shvua. The Batanur reminded us that if someone said he swears that he won't sleep for 3 straight days, days and nights, he gets malchus and he can sleep right away. Lemaisa, he swore on something that's impossible to fulfill.